Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, come on, settle down and we'll make a start straight away.
It's on your table, sir.
Yes, well, what's on the table?
That essay you gave me to do.
Essay? Oh, the imposition.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you mean you've done it?
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Well, that's very good.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you, Bottomley? You've done your essay. You're so polite I can't understand it. You're grinning like a hyena. What's the matter with you?
Nothing, sir. It's my birthday today.
Your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, Happy New Year, Bottomley. Many happy returns.
Thanks, sir.
That's very nice.
Many happy returns, Bottomley.
All right, Stanford. Look, there's nobody asked you to say anything.
No, sir.
Well, just because it's Bottomley's birthday doesn't mean that we're not going to do any work.
I thought you might let us off early today, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, we'll see. It just depends on how much work we get through.
Tell us a story, sir, instead of the lesson.
Look, I'll do no such thing, Stanford, tell you a story. Just because a member of the class has a birthday, you boys want to stop work. Well, you're not going to. Now, where's this essay? Oh, I see you've written it on John Milton.
Yes, sir.
Ah, well, what have you got to say for yourself? John Milton used to write poetry, but he lived in the Middle Ages and got drunk. He what?
He got drunk.
Who told you that?
You did.
I did?
Yeah.
Bottomy, I did nothing of the sort.
Yes, you did, didn't he, Stanforth?
I don't know.
Now, what's the good of asking Stanforth? He doesn't know anything.
Well, that's what you told us.
Bottomy, I said nothing of the kind.
Yes, you did. I remember the words you used.
Oh, do you? Well, what did I say?
You said, for the last half of his life he was blind.
How did I? Well, I know that, but I didn't mean he was drunk, you idiot. He certainly was blind. He couldn't see. That's what I mean. And you... Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Green bottle.
Yes,
what?
Yes, here it is.
Yeah, all right, green bottle. I don't want any nonsense, thank you. You're late again, of course.
Yes.
Yes, and you're out of breath. What's the matter with you?
Yes, I've been running.
Well, that's a novelty, at least.
Yes.
Well, why were you late? Well, what's the excuse this time?
Yes, well, I ran so fast I didn't have time to think of one.
Oh, didn't you? Well, sit down and pay attention, and you can stay in afterwards and think of one.
Yes.
All right, now
it's
then.
It's my birthday, Greenie.
What? All right, look, when you two have finished your conversation, we might get on with the lesson.
Well, I was only telling Green Bottle it was my birthday.
Oh, were you? Well, if you talk out of your turn again, Bottomley, you'll have quite a good chance of having a funeral as well.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's his birthday.
Listen, if I hear any more about this birthday...
Happy birthday to
what
you.
What are you...
Happy birthday to you.
There. Green Bottle, will you stop that infernal din? What's the matter? Have you gone off your head or something?
Yes, I was singing Happy Birthday.
Look, well, don't. Just because Bottomley has a birthday, everybody behaves as though the end of the world was here or something.
Couldn't we just sing Happy Birthday, sir?
What, in the classroom?
Yes, all right. Go on, sir. No, be it.
All right. Listen, we'll sing Happy Birthday and then forget it. And then perhaps we'll be able to carry on with our studies.
Yes.
Well, come on. Happy Birthday for Rupert Bottomley.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, all together.
Thanks.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, fella.
Happy birthday.
All right, come on.
Oh, is this any good?
It's all right, Bottomley. Happy birthday to you, Rupert. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, well, that was...
Oh, come on, speech.
All right, listen, will you...
Dear Dr. Pym and fellow classmates, it gives me great pleasure to reply to those loud claps you gave me.
Oh, does it? Well, sit down. Bottomley, where do you think you are? What do you boys think this is, a hotel or something? This happens to be a classroom and we're here to do some work.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's Bottomley's birthday.
Well, look, that's no reason to carry on like a football team. Keep quiet, all of you. Bottomley's birthday. Anybody passing in the street would think it was a coronation, judging by the noise you're making.
Yes.
Well, keep quiet. Now, where's this essay? How far do we get? It was wrong, however far we got.
Yes, sir. You didn't get anywhere.
Green Bottle, you don't know anything about this. You weren't here when we started this, so mind your own business.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'll go to sleep.
Oh, will you? Well, you won't. You'll stay awake, and perhaps you might learn something. Now then. Oh, here we are. Well, I hope I made it clear to you now, Bottomley, that John Milton didn't get drunk.
I thought he lived a couple hundred years ago.
Well, so he did.
You didn't know him, did you, sir?
Know him? No, of course I didn't know him.
Well, how do you know he didn't get drunk?
Bottomley, look, will you stop this cross-examination? You're only wasting time purposely. I know John Milton wrote poetry.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, so does my old man.
Yes, well, there you are. What? Your father writes poetry?
No, he gets drunk.
Yes, does he?
How?
Look, I won't give anybody else any more warnings, and that goes for you too, Bottomley. Birthday or no birthday?
Yes, sir.
Good. Now, where is this? Oh, yes. He was the first man to write parodies. Yeah. Who was?
John Milton.
Oh, and I suppose I told you that, too.
Yes, sir, I remember that.
Look, nobody's talking to you, Stanford. Hold your tongue. Bottomley.
What do you want?
I want civility first, my boy. And where did you get hold of this idea?
I think I seen it in the book.
You think you've seen it?
Yeah.
Bottomley, you saw it in a book. I saw it in a book.
Well, then, I must have.
Must have what?
I must have saw it in a book.
Bottomley, why must you talk like that?
Well, that's right.
Right? It's not right. It's far from it.
Well, you just said you seen it, too.
I said I saw it.
There you are. So did I.
What?
Seen it.
Bottomley, can't you see what I'm driving at?
I think you're having a loan of me.
Having a loan of you? What are you talking about?
Pull on my leg.
I'll pull your nose in a minute if you carry on like this much longer. I was simply trying to correct your grammar. I told you about this sort of thing before. I seen it in a book. You don't say I seen it. You say I saw it. Now, has that sunk in? You don't say I seen it.
You don't say.
No.
Oh, you don't say.
Yes, I do say.
But you just said you don't say.
I know I did.
Oh, you don't say.
Bottomley, one of these days I'll break every bone in your body. You're the cheekiest, most impudent scoundrel I've ever struck, and I'm not prepared to put up with much more of it.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, nothing.
Greenbottle.
I bet you thought I was going to say you don't say.
Oh, do you? Well, you were quite wrong, Greenbottle, because I wasn't.
Oh, you don't say.
Serves you right. Now, you see, I've lost my temper. All because you boys... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Jack, Queen, King, Ace.
No! Come out here, Bottomley, and bend over. Come on, bend over again.
Yeah.
Now, perhaps you'll keep quiet. And I hope you eat your birthday cake off the mantelpiece. Now that I'm thoroughly exhausted from giving you boys the stick, perhaps we'll be able to do some work. I've never struck it. Bottomley, John Milton did not write parodies.
Well, I thought he did.
Well, you were wrong.
Well, what about Parodies Lost and Parodies Regained? Who wrote them? John William Shakespeare?
Yes, of course. No, you idiot. There's no such animal. I mean, nobody wrote them. Milton wrote Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained, which has got nothing to do with parodies at all.
Please, sir, what are parodies?
What are they?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's certainly nothing to do with Milton.
Yes, it's the way you say something you know.
Yes, well, what is?
Parodies.
What are you talking about?
Yes, well, when you learn something like a parrot and say it.
Yes?
Well, then you say it with parodies.
What? Greenbottle. Before you come to school tomorrow, would you mind very much giving yourself an anaesthetic?
Yes.
Well, if you don't keep quiet, I'll give you one now. Parodies. What drivel?
What are they, sir?
Parodies, Stanford, are simply lines which resemble other lines, but aren't quite the same.
Like tram lines and train lines?
Yes. No, you idiot.
Well, they are lines that resemble each other.
Yes, I...
He means fishing lines and clotheslines, don't you, sir?
Yeah. No, Greenbottle, I don't. Look, I'm talking about poetry, which has got nothing whatever to do with fishing lines.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've heard a poem about fishing lines.
Now, have you? Well, you won't hear another one if you don't keep quiet. Parodies are lines of poetry that resemble original poems, but aren't the same, or something. Well, anyhow, it doesn't matter.
How do you mean, sir?
I mean it doesn't matter.
No, but I mean I don't understand how poems can resemble the lines.
No, you don't understand anything, Stanford. Listen, have you got your poetry book there?
Yes, sir.
Good. Well, open it.
Yes, sir.
Now then, what's the first poem on that page?
The Daffodils by Sir William Wordsworth.
Right, now read it. I'll settle this matter once and for all. Read it, Stanford, aloud.
Yes, sir.
Good.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
Right, now that's the first four lines of that poem. Now give me your book. Thank you. Now, I'll see if we can get a parody on the last line. That is, something different from a host of golden daffodils.
Yes, yeah. Make them violets.
Look, I'll make you unconscious in a minute, Greenbottle. The line has got a rhyme. Well, we'll try it. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd...
A bunch of silly-looking deals.
A bunch of silly-looking...
Oh, all right.
Will you boys keep quiet? Now, see what happens as soon as I try and explain anything. I get tomfoolery. That was a parody, but not one that I once spoken in my classroom. Dills. Bottomley, what's a dill?
An alligator, a galah.
Alligator, galah? What do you mean?
A nitwit, a dill.
Oh, a nitwit, like a...
Like a school teacher.
Yes, a school... And that was for being insulting. I'm not going to tolerate this sort of thing in my classroom. I know I've said that before many times, but this time I mean it. For the last two lessons, we've done no work at all. I haven't even had time to go through the impositions I've given you. Well, it's got to stop.
Yes, sir.
What was that?
Oh, sir, yes, sir.
Listen, are you eating, Bottomley?
Yes, it's his birthday.
Bertha. Look, while I've been talking, you've been handing lollies around the class.
I saved one for you, sir.
Oh, have you? Well, I don't want it. Put it on the table and I'll have it after. I mean, look, you can all stay in after school for an hour for that. All eating in my classroom. Now, break off for recess. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.